It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On the floor of the Assembly yesterday, Speaker Robin Voss, Wisconsin's longest-serving speaker in state history, announced his retirement at the end of the year.
I am struck by how much this work has shaped me, how honored I am to have played a small part in democracy, and how proud I am to know that the state of our legislature is strong.
Voss was first elected to the Assembly in 2004 and is said to have reshaped Wisconsin politics over his 22-year tenure. His grip on power was so strong that in 2021, Politico called him Wisconsin's shadow governor. To hear about Voss's legacy and the road ahead for Wisconsin Republicans, we've called in Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, who has covered the state legislature for WPR since 2004. Sean, welcome back.
Hi, Kate.
And Anya Van Wagtendonk is WPR's State Capitol reporter. Anya, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Anya, you were in the Assembly yesterday when Voss made this emotional announcement. What was the reaction like from the lawmakers gathered in the chambers?
Yeah, it was a really big moment. He got up to speak, which he usually does at the start of floor sessions. And then he said something like, when I first entered this chamber. And so we knew what was coming. And the reaction in the room was pretty emotional on the Republican side of the room, I should say. I saw a lot of men, especially wiping away tears and more polite applause from Democrats who are obviously not big fans of Robin Voss.
What reasons did Voss give for retiring?
Well, one of the really surprising things that came out was that he revealed that in November he'd had a mild heart attack, and he said that his doctor advised him that he needed less stress in his life. And of course, this is a very stressful position. And so that was one part of the reason that he gave, and there were audible gasps when he revealed that. But he didn't dwell on that too much and talked more about it just sort of being time. And I will say, you know, this had been something that people had been wondering about for years. He is the longest serving speaker. And I think he had signaled in the past that he was considering maybe not running. But then he went through a series of some drama in his district, a primary challenge, recall efforts. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is, you know, he wanted to go out on his own terms.
Sean, Speaker Voss was first elected in 2004, same year you started covering the state capitol. You've often called Voss the most powerful person in Wisconsin politics. What's made him so influential?
I think that, it's desire in a way. I mean, he wants to be powerful because he feels like that is how he gets his agenda accomplished. He is not somebody who went into state government meek. I remember the first time I heard him testify as a rank and file lawmaker on a bill. You know, some people are nervous. Mm-hmm. It's a big event in their professional careers. He got up there and told people about like the number of constituents who had elected him and sent him to the legislature, kind of as an argument about why he was right. And this bill is common sense. And here's why you should do what I want to do. And he's kind of approached his career that way. I mean, he always comes in to an argument or a negotiation with the full intent of getting his way. And he's gotten it a lot of times with a Democratic governor, sometimes with a Republican governor, not always, but he's tenacious in every negotiation for sure.
He was a close ally of former Republican Governor Scott Walker, helped pass, you know, key parts of his agenda. Take us back to Act 10, 2011, that effectively ended collective bargaining for most public workers. Can you describe Voss's role during that time of Act 10 and what you saw?
It was pretty big, actually. I mean, Scott Walker got all the national attention to the degree that eventually he ran for president. But in after Republicans flipped control of the Assembly, Senate, and governor's office in the 2010 election, in 2011, Robin Voss took over as the co-chair of the powerful budget committee. So, you didn't necessarily hear from him as much, but he was there at every step. Act 10 went through his committee. So did all the other Walker agenda bills. And so I was like kind of a chaotic committee that year. But he was always there behind the scenes doing a lot of the heavy lifting. And that includes drawing the legislative maps in that year that helped cement Republican power that in the Assembly they have not given up to this day.
Anya, so right now Republicans hold majorities in both the Assembly and Senate. Democrats, they're hoping to flip the Assembly in November. How could Voss's retirement shake up the midterm election?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten the question of sort of, does his retirement signal that a blue wave is coming? Like, did Voss want to get out before Democrats took over the legislature? Certainly, I don't think he thinks Democrats are going to do that well in the midterms, but whoever is going to take over as Speaker is likely to face a slimmer Republican majority at the very least, and that just makes the job harder, right? If you need to get a majority of Republican votes to get any bills passed and you have fewer Republicans, it's harder. But yeah, I am cautious about reading, trying to read November, you know, sort of tea leaves. In this move. Yeah, if Republicans do maintain the majority and a new Republican steps into that Speaker role, they will have to fill these massive shoes, and that'll be really interesting to play out.
Well, let's turn to some big moments in Voss's tenure. First, I want to play a moment from 2022 when the Speaker rejects the call to decertify Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election. And at the time, you know, Voss said the better route would be to pass voting laws and elect a Republican governor,
as opposed to ideas, which, again, are totally untested, never been done in the history of our country. We can't have a legislature decertify an election.
Sean, how did this change the relationship between Voss and President Trump?
Oh, I mean, it got very uncomfortable there for Voss in the years after the 2020 election. You got to remember that he was an early Trump critic, as were a lot of Wisconsin Republicans who would never dare criticize the president these days. But in the early going, Robin Voss was a huge ally of Speaker Paul Ryan. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he kind of looked at him as a mentor, really looked up to him. And here President Trump comes in, Donald Trump, the candidate, comes in and just starts attacking Paul Ryan. So Robin Voss didn't like him from the get-go. And you see some of the quotes he had about the president in those early days. And it's like, wow, you know, that was pretty strong language. Well, by 2020, Donald Trump is basically the Republican Party. And so after he lost the 2020 election, there was a lot of pressure from the president right on Speaker Voss, sending, you know, tweets out, calling him out by name,
calling him a rhino, right?
Yes.
Republican in name
all the time. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted the speaker to, you know, essentially take steps to overturn the election. The speaker ended up appointing Mike Gableman, former Supreme Court justice, to lead an investigation of that. And, you know, that ended up being a very stressful time in his life. And at one point you had the president actually backing a primary challenger against Voss and even campaigned against Voss in Wisconsin in 2022.
You mentioned Gableman, and Anya, I want to touch on that investigation that Voss calls a big mistake in his career. Let's listen.
I hope eventually he gets disbarred. He should not be an attorney. Anybody who thinks about hiring him, call me, because I will tell you what an awful decision that I made.
So this is Voss speaking to WISN-TV's Upfront in 2024, referring to special counsel Michael Gableman, who Voss hired to investigate the 2020 presidential election results in Wisconsin. Anya, how do you see this investigation affecting the speaker's legacy?
Yeah, it's definitely been a major piece of his time as speaker. And you know, the investigation into Gableman and into his conduct doing the investigation, it has stretched on and on. It's still ongoing. So 2020 has been going on. Even as Voss has tried to distance himself, you know, the kind of legacy of that investigation and the mistrust in the 2020 election continues to affect our politics. And that kind of puts Voss in a strange position, because now, of course, the allies of Gableman, who have been going after him for years because he did not support Gableman, they tried to primary him, as we've discussed. They tried to recall him twice. Mm-hmm. And so he somewhat helped to create this monster that has kind of ongoing effects on our electoral politics.
Sean, I want to go back to that 2021 Politico article, that one of the things that sets Voss apart from other politicians is that he is not interested in any higher office, that came out in that article. Do you expect Voss to run for something again? He's 57.
I don't expect him to, especially, you know, he just talked about his health and how that's a factor. Perhaps like a little time away from the busy speaker's office would, you know, change how he views that. I think he knows the challenges that are up against any speaker. I mean, you are such a big fish in the state capitol when you were Speaker of the State Assembly, but talk to other speakers who have thought, hey, how about I run for governor too? It doesn't go well typically, you know, that just doesn't carry the same kind of weight outside of the building. So he is pragmatic in that sense, that he knows it would be certainly an uphill climb for him, and the door never really opened for him.
So here's the thing, Sean, we're not speakers in our daily lives. And so, I mean, I know the speaker guides the assembly's activities. It determines what bills make it to the floor. Why is the job so stressful? And what, you know, where is the wear and tear in that you know, position in the legislature?
He is, you know, you're just wearing a lot of hats in that job. You are the your colleagues have said you're the number one person in this chamber. You're the boss. And so it's up to you to not only decide what's going to become what's going to come up for a vote. You got to weigh your caucus's needs against, you know, who's up for reelection this year and, you know, who's in swing districts and what bills they need. You're under pressure in Robin Voss's case from your right constantly. The left hates you. It doesn't sound like a lot of fun. The inverse of that is, you know, you're the boss in that world. You are in charge. And so I think he has relished that for a long time, the longest serving speaker in state history. But it does take a toll.
Well, Sean and Anya, thank you so much for this conversation. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That is Anya Van Wagtendonk, WPR State Capitol reporter, and Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau chief. And they were with us to look back at the legacy of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and his impact on the Republican Party. Voss announced yesterday he would not seek reelection. He was first elected to the Assembly in 2004.